Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Oh my gosh, life is good and it just keeps getting better. I mean, we just had the co-founder of CrossFit, who has now started another company in the healthcare industry called BeManifest.com. And thank you for all your feedback recently with John Paul DeJoria that I interviewed, the founder of Patron, and also Paul Mitchell Systems. It's just been great. Well, life is good. Is it for you? Well, it should be. And our next hero is going to make it that way for you. But I'm not going to reveal who it is yet. I'm going to tell you his name, Bert Jacobs, but I'm not going to tell you the company yet. First of all, Bert, how much money did you start with the current company that you have grown?
$78.
And this company was founded by a couple brothers, one being Bert Jacobs. Now, Bert turned this company into a $100 million company from $78. All right, Bert, steal the thunder and tell us what company that is, because everybody is dying to know.
The company is Life is Good.
Now get that, Life is Good. I mean, you see his stuff literally everywhere. And you could reach him by going to lifeisgood.com. Now, Bert, how did you come up with the iconic stick man that's on many of your items?
Well, first of all, I got to correct you. I didn't grow the company from $78 to $100 million. I've had a lot of help. So my brothers played a big role. Our whole staff has played a big role. And mostly our customer base has grown the business. The drawing was originally done, the character's name is Jake, by my brother John. And it was an answer to a long conversation we had about how the media always focuses on negative information. And we wondered whether there was an opportunity to create a brand that's positive, that just creates a positive lifestyle and a positive community. And it wasn't out there, and we didn't see it, and we looked all around. And so John Crew, Jake, we got out in the street, and voila, it just worked. It just seemed like people were craving to celebrate life's simple pleasures. So soon it was Jake on a bicycle, Jake rollerblading, Jake eating ice cream, Jake playing guitar. Anything that was fun, active lifestyle worked. So we stumbled along and have made lots of mistakes along the way. But I think the value system is a timeless one, and we're really fortunate.
Now, at what point, Bert, did you and your brother go, you know what, this really is a business? I mean, and with that, who is the first person to buy your item?
So it's interesting. The first person was a bunch of strangers in the street because, you know, before Life is Good, we were hawking T-shirts in the street in Boston and up and down the East Coast, selling in college dorms. And so we didn't really have a target customer. We were searching just like we were searching for a brand. And I think, you know, we had ambition about creating a brand. We had ambition about being artists and making a living as artists, et cetera, et cetera. But we really didn't have much of a business plan. That part we kind of stumbled into. And, so I couldn't tell you who the first customers were. But they were people from all different walks of life. And they bought the same message, those three simple words, life is good.
I mean, can you believe now selling shirts on the street to strangers, growing the company to $100 million, in a positive, you know, whole thing being the positive lifestyle brand, now being sold by over 2,000 retailers across the U.S. and Canada. What was one of the first retailers that signed on?
Well, right in downtown Boston, you know, we didn't travel far at first. And so there was a lot of little mom and pops, and there were surf shops down in Cape Cod and the islands, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket. And then I remember the first sporting goods was City Sports. And I remember it was a huge day to us because they bought 8 dozen T-shirts. And most of the time we were selling, you know, 6 pieces or a dozen. I think one of the breakthroughs, too, you know, on your previous question about how did you know or when was it a business, it may sound really simple, but we trademarked, you know, we got a registered trademark for the name Life is Good, which wasn't easy. We had 5 failed applications and finally bumped into somebody, an attorney who did the work pro bono, and we got the registration. So sometimes people say, you know, people were saying Life is Good for a long time. You know, you guys didn't create that. They're right. We just trademarked it before anybody else, you know. So I think it's an important lesson for people that are beginning businesses or have been in business and may not realize the importance of protecting intellectual property. But once we had that, you know, even we could figure it out.
I mean, absolutely, and incredible. And we're talking with Bert Jacobs, the co-founder and CEO, that's Chief Executive Optimist for Life is Good. And you could reach him at lifeisgood.com. And you're listening to the Alliances Heroes Show. Be an entrepreneur. Connect with entrepreneurs. Be part of our community. Go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. And we may even invite Bert to one of our grand tables where you may have the opportunity to meet him live in person along with Jake on all of his items. Now, Bert, you and your brother John are the youngest, I understand, of 6 kids. Now, how did your family contribute toward helping you strive and achieve what you have? Because, really, I thought the first person you were going to tell me who bought your items was one of your brothers.
No, none of my brothers had enough money to buy an extra T-shirt. we're lower middle class, blue-collar family, and we had our challenges and dysfunction like most families, but the first powerful optimist in our lives was our mother. And our mother really showed us that while nothing was perfect and nothing was easy around our house, we had the ability to focus on what was right rather than what was wrong. And she taught us that our disposition is powerful. So if we were smart, we would have taken that advice and immediately got out in the street and created Life is Good. But we kind of meandered and took our time and got there. Once Life is Good started taking off, it wasn't until years later, as the business was growing, we looked back and realized the influence that our mother had. So, I think the family, even to this day, is really close-knit. Our mother's passed away and our dad as well. But I think that the value system steeped in the idea that optimism is powerful is timeless, and it really has worked for us. It's built a business for us, but it's also helped us in our personal lives.
Now, our producer, Glue, is throwing around a shoe and stuff, and I don't know what that's got to do, but she's saying, you know what, ask him about a shoe. So what's going on with your shoes, Bert?
She might just mean that I don't always wear the same shoes. I don't know what it is, but at a young age, I developed the idea that our feet are different, and they don't necessarily have to have the same shoes. And I think my right foot's different than my left, so sometimes I wear a red one and a green one or different styles or whatever, and people find that odd, but it works for me.
So my daughter was bouncing off the wall when she found out that we were going to be interviewing you, because she wants to go into the fashion industry. So she wanted me to ask you, really, what advice do you have for children who want to start and grow and own their own company and maybe achieve part of the success of what you have with Life is Good? In other words, what are 1 or 2 secrets to help them, guide them toward that path?
Yeah, so I would advise her or any young person that it's less important to decide what industry you want to get into. So I wouldn't say we said, hey, let's go get in the fashion business. But I think what's more important is to focus on what's most important to you and what you love. And I think the trick in life is if you can make a profession out of something that you love, then you're blurring the line between work and play. And, this whole idea of work-life balance doesn't make a lot of sense, because essentially, by definition, it means that your work has to counter your life. And your work should always be a subcategory of your life. So I think for her to focus on the thing, tell her to make a list of the things that she loves the most, and then try to find a career within that. Maybe it will lead her to fashion, but wherever it leads her, your work becomes easier and more enjoyable. And, you know, the most interesting thing is you're probably going to be better at it and more successful.
Fantastic. Well, Bert, Life is Good. 5 failed applications, but you kept going, you stuck with it, and you got a trademark because life is good. You help create a wave of positivity and reminders for all of us to not take things for granted. You support and inspire others. Bert Jacobs, co-founder of LifeIsGood.com, and continue to stay tuned to learn about our next heroes that'll be coming on. So stay tuned with me, David Kogan of Alliances Heroes.